In 1840, one man transformed travel in Britain. His name was George Bradshaw, and his railway guides inspired the Victorians to take to the tracks.
Great British Railway Journeys, Michael Portillo's popular BBC Two series, travels the length and breadth of the British Isles by train, using an old Victorian railway guidebook. The third series is being filmed now, and recently the film crew were on the Isle of Man. Michael told us why.
Bradshaw's mentions the Isle of Man, in fact has quite an extensive number of entries on the Isle of Man, and so as part of following my tour, I came to the Isle of Man, and as part of my experience there, was able to enjoy the remarkable railways that the island has.
What was your first impression of the island?
Well, my first impression, literally, was approaching on the ferry from Heysham on a beautiful summer's day, and reading my Bradshaw's guide, which describes the beauty of Douglas, lined with Victorian terraces. And I could well imagine Victorian tourists flocking to the island. I think Victorian tourists did that because they wanted to have the thrill of travelling abroad.
And it still looks very Victorian.
First of all, like a Victorian tourist, I took the horse tram along to my hotel. Then I was up at Laxey, where I experienced the Mine Railway, which is run by miniature steam locomotives.
Anton B,
yes, most interesting, because, you know, to run a steam engine underground, you imagine, with all the fire risk and with all the smoke pouring out. I mean, it's a very unusual thing. But the shafts, the vertical shafts in the mine were such that the ventilation was sufficient to make it possible, although I think still conditions must have been pretty wretched in the 19th century. And then finally, I rode the electric railway from Laxey up to the top of Snae Fell. And that's a late Victorian railway. I think it's about 1895, if I recall. So of very great historic interest, and the rolling stock is original.
I hope you managed to have a drive.
Well, they did offer me that. I mean, actually, our filming schedule was a bit rushed, and I never quite got around to that. The joke of this bit of the programme is that by then the weather had changed, and particularly at the top of Snae Fell, it had changed. My Bradshaw's guide tells me that from the top you can see England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland if the air be clear enough. however, I can now tell you that if the air be not clear enough, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And that is those are the conditions in which I was filming up there. But in case listeners are worried about that, I mean, we were able to show, during the first 24 hours on the island, we were able to show the island basking in beautiful summer sunlight.
Well, the Department of Tourism will be delighted to hear that. In all the times I've walked up to the top of Snae Fell, I've never been able to see the numerous kingdoms from up there.
Yeah, supposedly 7 kingdoms you can see from the top. Oh, well, I'm interested to hear that, because we felt rather unlucky, having come across in such glorious weather, we felt rather unlucky to get to the top of Snae Fell and not be able to enjoy the view. Nonetheless, I mean, this programme does tend to be pretty good for tourism, if I can say so in all modesty. People do take an interest in where we journey to. People are interested in Victorian history and social history, and they're also quite interested in railways. And, of course, the Isle of Man is already a magnet for people who like railways because it has such a rich diversity of antique railways.